Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. It's time for one of our Tuesday conversations with the good doctors. And today we ask Dr. Sam Kim to join us, a thoracic surgeon at the Northwestern Medicine Canning Thoracic Institute. Thank you for joining us, doctor. How are you today?
Good. I'm doing well.
We were intrigued and, of course, really sad to hear about Andre Brower, the actor who died at the age of 61, diagnosed with lung cancer a few months ago before succumbing to the disease. And I just had a couple questions about that. I presume this is your area of expertise, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, I have a clinic right now, and I'm seeing the patients who are, you know, who got the diagnosis of lung cancer or have a suspicious diagnosis. So I'm seeing them right now, and those who actually had a surgery for that too. So, I mean, obviously the subject is very close to my heart, but yeah, this is what I do every day.
I appreciate you giving us a little of your time. It's striking to me that it was just months after being diagnosed that, in fact, the disease took him. Is that typical, or maybe they were ignoring symptoms beforehand? Tell me just about the sort of arc of this thing.
Yeah, so, you know, believe it or not, majority of patients who actually get diagnosed with lung cancer currently in the United States are being diagnosed with late-stage lung cancer, which, you know, we call stage 3 and 4. You know, over 75% of all the patients out there are diagnosed with late lung cancer. And the reason why that is because the majority of people don't seek medical attention until they develop symptoms, you know, such as cough or chest pain. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that once, you know, you develop these symptoms, those happen to be, you know, symptoms that's related to more advanced cancer than early cancer. And so I'm not too surprised that, you know, the diagnosis, by the time of the diagnosis, the cancer had actually spread and was fairly in a late stage.
Is it possible to catch it in an earlier stage, doctor? How simple is that?
Well, so, you know, currently right now, there's a recommendation from American Cancer Association recommending getting a CT scan, which takes literally, you know, 15, 20 minutes, CT scan for those with history of smoking, what we call 20-pack years smoking history between age of 50 and 80. Past several years, the requirement and age requirement has steadily come down. Initially, was, you know, anywhere from 55 to 75, but now that has expanded to 50 to 80-year-old. Just because we're finding out that, you know, there are a lot of people, younger people are getting diagnosed with lung cancer, those with you know, not as a significant amount of exposure to smoking, so are actually getting diagnosed with lung cancer. And it really does save life, because if you're able to find the lung cancer early, then it is a potentially curable. But, you know, for everybody in the audience, I want to let them know that lung cancer actually is number one cancer in not only the United States, both men and women, far surpassing colorectal cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, all of those cancers combined. So it's really a something that we need to be conscious and aware of. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is something that we can do, which is a simple CT scan of the chest.
I saw a statistic earlier this week, maybe last week. It was the incidence of smoking among American adults in the 1960s. You know, during the Mad Men era, it was closer to 50% of adults smoked. But today, the number I think I saw was under 13%. Does that sound right?
That's about right. And, you know, we do see the incidence of a lung cancer actually dropping steadily, but not fast enough. And we are going to probably get to a point where we're going to see a reduction of those people with the lung cancer dropping over time. Because 80% of all the lung cancer are associated with the smoking. However, about 20% of actually lung cancer are not associated with any smoking-related history. And so we're seeing actually a lot of those patients now with the active lung cancer screening. And now that a lot of people are actually getting chest X-ray or CT scan for other reasons, right? Because they have a coronary artery disease, or they're getting a, let's say, a hip replacement or shoulder surgery, and then they happen to get a routine chest X-ray, and then happen to find a lung nodule that way.
Well, maybe that explains it, because the comedian Kate, is it Micucci? She was not a smoker. She's diagnosed with lung cancer. I have another story about a non-smoker, 38 years old, lung cancer. 20% of the people with lung cancer are non-smokers?
That's correct.
Is there a lag time? I had it in my head, doctor, that if you avoided lung cancer after a certain point, say you stop smoking, if you don't get lung cancer within, say, 5 years, you're probably not going to get it. That window sort of closes. Is there anything to that?
No, actually, I mean, your statistic, I mean, the damage already been done, right? And so, I mean, obviously, longer history of more history of smoking, more damage you're going to do to the lung, and there's going to be increased chance of you developing lung cancer. But once the lung's damaged, then your probability of developing lung cancer will be much higher than those without his smoking history. However, lung does have some capacity to repair. So compared to those with the active smoking right now, the chance of smoking will be less, but compared to normal people who have never smoked in their life.
But some people never get lung. I know people who have smoked packs for decades and are alive today and still didn't get cancer. So
yes, that's true.
Why didn't they get cancer?
So it's kind of the cancer is a factor between environment and genetics, right? So there are those people who are more genetically prone to getting a cancer, whether it's a lung cancer or any kind of cancer. Mm-hmm. But environment matters to it, right? So if you're inhaling something that's going to cause inflammation or damage to your lung every day, right? And then your body trying to repair that damages. And it just takes a couple of repair for those mutations to keep build up on your cells. So if you have a great gene and then your body's trying to repair and then makes a perfect repair every single time, yes, you know, even though you're an active smoker and have 100 years of smoking, and I have a patient like that too, who never develop a lung cancer, but maybe they have a COPD or something like that down the road. Mm-hmm. But yes, you're right, doesn't have a cancer. But there are certain people who never smoke in their life, right? And I had one lady who happened to get a CT scan just for heart. Never smoked, led perfect life, exercise every day, eat right every day. And yet, they found a lung nodule, and that happened to be early lung cancer. And actually, she was very fortunate because we were able to find it early. But there are some people who never developed symptoms and never had any sort of risk factor and ended up coming back with symptoms and get a CT or a chest X-ray. And
so I understand. Dr. Sam Kim is a thoracic surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. One last quick question, doctor. One of our listeners said, can anyone get that CT scan? I'm a 63-year-old whose parents smoked when I lived at home until I was 20 years old. That could have been me. My mom did. So I was exposed to plenty of secondary smoke. Heck, I went to bars when I was 20. So I think a lot of us had plenty of secondary smoke. Can I just tell my doctor I want a CT scan?
So currently right now, in order for the insurance and Medicare to pay for it, you do have to qualify because of the risk factors and stuff like that. But I mean, right now, these low-dose CT scans are very cheap. Right. And so the amount of the even out of pocket cost for just getting one doesn't seem to be that high. So what I would say is that if you are those people between 50 and 80 with, you know, 20 pack years of smoking history or even family history of cancer or risk factors, I'll say yes. Talk to your doctor and then your doctors will advocate for you. Right. But let's say you have no history of anything and no risk factors and so forth, you know, I would say probably not. But having said that, if you are worried about it, and then you're going to lose sleep over it.
Once a year, spend the money.
It does not cost that much money to get a low-dose lung CT scan out there. And because there are patients out there who are, you know, losing sleep over these things. And I think, you know, for their peace of mind, it might be better to get one.
Dr. Sam Kim is a thoracic surgeon at Northwestern. Very helpful today, doctor. We sure appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to those patients. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.